So we're holding since some of what we did Siv Gimel, we're holding Shavura, Siv Katan Chav Beis. Arba Lamas al Arba Amas. So that the Erev has to be placed into a building, into a room, which is at least 4x4. And the Ozu Roy Ladira, that's the smallest size which Chazal felt is considered Roy for Dira. Okay. Vihurach v'yosem mi'arbo, el shu'katsu b'orkai, v'yesh b'l'rabeya arba al'arbo. If it's the square area of 4x4 is 16 square amas. So instead of being a square, it's a rectangle, which gives you the square footage is 4 amas by 4 amas, but it's not in the shape of a square. Yeshayas when a post give in Dira, that's Machloikas on the post, where that's considered large enough to be Machloikas Dira. You should preferably put it somewhere larger, not use that place which is misshaped, etc. The same machlok as regards to the din of mezuzah. The minimum size for a room which is called mezuzah is dalet amos for dalet amos, and if it's shaped, it has the square footage of dalet by dalet, but it's not shaped dalet by dalet. It's 2x8, let's say, for argument's sake. So that's machlokas over there as well. Okay, but I feel who shall cut, and even if this is this place of dira is owned by a cotton. The place where you're putting the Erev is owned by a cotton. So what's the chiddush in that? Kamash malon do l'tema. We can mistakenly think that the way Erev works is because they're joining him, and he needs the amount of them rights in his place, which he does in compensation for the food which they're placing there. So he gives them rights, ownership rights in his place. So he has to imak them a katan la barak nuyahu. Kamash londo, they're saying that's not true. Mishum kinyan, lo mishum kinyan he, el mishum dira, okay, mutter lahniach afil bebeis katan. The point is, this becomes your makom dira because that's where your food is. It's not based on ownership. So even though the cotton cannot be makna, it's not a problem because we don't need the cotton to be makna. Okay. We give a bit of talmid. Now, if they have in the place where they normally put it, they can't switch. It's only because they do it regularly in one place. The Mishnah's Marvin Bebayis Yoshon, they do it in the old place, they always been doing it. It means it's been a common thing. As opposed to they just started making an error over here, they started using this house, whatever the situation would be, they're allowed to switch. And the Mishnah knows, so they can't switch. I feel they have a reason to do so, unless it's a very, very compelling reason to do so. So you can't switch it to put it in a different house. I feel a mace habalabayas, even if that owner died and that was Yershim. Are taking over. So you can't switch. I feel how shady noise and most of the chotzel and nechbe beis. I feel who tamachacham arishon amoritz. The second person who's asking that the Erev should be switched is willing to pay, and he's a person who's deserving of more kavod. He's a tamachacham. You can't switch. He mitchilas and asin histon lishna the shanos. But the Shanas, Mishachanim, Mishafakim, because the Gadol says that when they originally established putting the Erev in the house of X, they made a tenai that they're putting it there for now, but if they ever wish to do so, they can switch. Then they're allowed to switch, but that's not a regret, not even that. Okay, but they're Darkei Shalom. So we can't switch because Darkei Shalom. So what's a Darkei Shalom? What's the concern here? In Darkei Shalom, V'kan hu mishum chashat. The Mor says the concern is the concern is because he has a chashat.
Wait a minute.
Now what is that? What's the chashat? Pirsh Rashi. Hoyel v'hergol v'er b'seich ois habayis. They had always been putting it by Reuven. And all of a sudden they started putting it by Reuven. In Basel Lashana says Makama, if they switch it to somebody else, and if not some Oisa Bias, it will come to Reuven's house. Well, you're a Sham Ha'erev, they won't see the Erev there, which is always there. So what will happen? That's how Rashi learns the Chashat. Okay. Toysis Pirsha the Chashad, who Toysis says the Pshat differently. She asked to the Balabai Zeh, so that when they see it by Shimon, knowing that it's always normally found by Reuven, they'll think Shagadah Pasmin Erev. I'm sorry, when they see that they switched, people will say that the reason why they switched is Shagadah Pasmin Erev, that Reuven has been, he's been eating the food, which he has no right to do so. And that's why they switched to Shimon. The people will say the reason why they switched is because Reuven became untrustworthy. So by doing so, they're casting a pail of chashad on Reuven. And that potentially is going to create animosity and discord. So that's how chashad is a problem of Darkei Shalom. Okay.
Is that essentially the same din as not changing somebody who has a kibud, who has a chazak to do something? According to the Tosfos, is
that? I'm not sure. There definitely is an overlap between the two, but I'm trying to remember in those sugyas over there. There's no Gemara about the din of Chazaka in these things. It's all in the Mishnah. At least, I take that back. I'm not aware of a Gemara which talks about it. The Makaris of Adamor in the Mishnah. Person is muxik to be the chazan, he's muxik to be the rav, he's muxik to be the get a certain, those type of things. Do they mention this Gemara? It sounds familiar, but I don't know for sure. The Pirsh Rashi bevada yesh la'achar, I feel a mocher ba'bayis la'achar. So Reuven sold the house to Beryl, but people expect the Erev to be in that house. They don't necessarily know it was sold, but they know that this is where the Erev was always kept. Okay, the Pirsha Toises, Efshalom Adal Lekech, Lo Yomer Lidei Chashad, the fact that the Lekech is not getting it, the new person is not a Chashad, the old person moved away, the new person, whom Hechadesi was supposed to get it, that there's a chashad on him. I didn't talk to him basically. Achim Shivayim lo hayo hair biyodin. Okay. Hine calls the be'erim shadarka lo niach oisem abayis bechinam v'chol kiyetz v'zeh. This halacha is a concept by Eruv. The argument being that. If there was nothing that he had to pay to do this, and all of a sudden we're stopping, So what's going on? But if he has to pay for it, maybe he stopped paying for it. He ran out of money. They're keeping by Reuven. They put it by Shimon. So we're not mechuyev to switch it back to Reuven. But it, now, do we argue? Well, now that's by Shimon, we can't move it from Shimon to Reuven. That's what I think he means. That's not. You know, we could, but he's not. He's not sure about that too. Fine. Sorry, I'm reading the wrong. In the scenario where they're giving the Eruv, it's not really costing them anything to give the Eruv. But if it's going to cost them to give, maybe they don't want to give to this person, but they want to give the money to somebody else now. I don't have to keep giving this matana to that same person every time. That reads better. Chavches. And we said... the katan can be the person who collects the eruv. I feel a katan. The argument being that all he's doing is gathering the bread and bringing it to the place, and now that becomes a makom dira. So since it's in a dira, so the katan's maisa can be effective to create the dira for these people by bringing the bread there. But sheinu mishum kinyan sheitzarach bar das lahakdus. It's not. You give the bread, and I mak the rishus to you. So that would maybe require that the person doing it has to be a bar hakno. I'll be shaving my sekut and klum. The Arab's effectiveness is not based on the idea of collecting; it's by putting it in the house. We don't trust the guy that he might switch. He might say that looks like a really nice loaf of bread, but you know, I know I'm going to be caught, so I'll switch it with it. So the mice of the contributor's loaf of bread is gone, or that never makes it to the makamer.
Well, if it's put in the goy's house,
no, the goy collects it. I have a goy's servant. I want to send around picking up. It's all the houses picking up the loaf. Each person puts a roll in. That's how they make their room. So. He can't be the one to collect the Erev. Okay. Then the Rambam said, the minig is to put it in the Erev of the Mitzvah Knesses. And he says, the Tam is because our Erevin have a din of Shituf. You don't need a base theory for that purpose. Okay, nearly a time. So what was the question that the Ramah is trying to address? You're not a live in a basic knesses, like the lochas of Kedusha basic knesses require that you can't make the into makam dira. Shrei dira hu makam achila, also lechel basic knesses, im loy haloyim nimshom, kusha kasa besim and kufan aleph. We're only allowed to eat in the shul if a person who spends the whole day there. So he's allowed to eat there, but average person allowed to eat there, so it's not a mokum dira. You call mokum yeshu l'kayim a minig, but still the minig is maintained. Kosher Messiah. She'eruvin shalonu yesh lem din shetuvim avuos, because our eruvin are not rubik chateres, they're really shetuvim avuos. B'hainu, shkol chateres abatim shem mavish v'mishtatim yachad be'erim set. All of the different chateres joined together. The only requirement over there is in a safe place. So The shul, in general, was a common place where it would be accessible and it's safe. So what is it? If the Erubi Chatzeris was not effective, and you had items which were found in the Beis HaKnesses, the beginning of Shabbos, they have a din of Kelim Shabbos B'Chatzer. Because the law is, any Kelim which is the beginning of Shabbos are found in the Chatzer can be moved if the area isn't closed. So there's no problem of the tikkun erevin. The only problem is the Erubi Chatzeris. So the law is that kelim which are found in the private dwellings cannot be transferred to the chatzeris. Kelim which are found in the chatzer beginning of Shabbos can be moved throughout the chatzer. So you tell me that a shul is not called a beis dira, so it's not considered a private dwelling. It's not a place of dwelling. So it's not it doesn't go into the salacha, and you're allowed to carry from the shul to the chatzer. Even without a Erubi Chatzeris. Okay. Take a look at the Bir Halacha. Merely a time, they ruin Shalom Yeshlem din Shivutim Avuos. So Hiksha Bach, Besimishin Pevav, the Bach later on asked the question that Kimon de Erev Zeh Ma'arvin Kolabatim Shaldira. To have the Erev Shita B'Yachad, in a case where they would make in each chatzah, they would make a Erubi Chatzeris. And then subsequently they would make a Shita Mavuos amongst all of the Chatzeris in the Mavui. Over there, that's true that Shita does not require a Beis Dira. But in a case where a Shita is replacing the Erubi Chatzeris, which it can do, but in that situation it needs to be placed in a Beis Dira. V'ali Tzarech L'Nicha B'Beis Dira B'Lo B'Beis HaKnesses. That's the Bach's kasha. So Zot the Mishnah Berura that the Gra is answering that question. How's he answer the question? Tabatim nitorin mitam migo. The hano migo the mahani erev zeh shemenichem v'seknesses lahatar chaser shemavui mahani nami lahatar habotim shebechotzer. So even though theoretically, in order to create a heter in the chotzer of the bat into the chotzer, you need beis dira. But since to create a heter of the chatzeris to the mavui, you don't need a beis dira. So the reshitav can do that. So agav that it's being matter that it's also matter from the bat into the chatzeris. That's what the Gaon says. That would answer that. He disagreed with the Bach on that. And that the assumption of the Bach.
What's this?
In a case where Shehutuv Mevuos is being used instead of a Erubi Chatzeris, do you need to place there the Shehutuv Mevuos? The sheet of Mevuos must be placed in a Beis Dira. That's clear in halacha that in a case where you made a Erubi Chatzeris in each chatzer, so there's five chatzeris opening for the mavui. Each chatzer made its own Erubi Chatzeris, and then afterwards they made a sheet of mavuos. That sheet of mavuos does not need beis dira. It's also true that a sheet of mavuos can be used to replace the Erubi Chatzeris. But the Bach holds in the case where the Shittuv Mavuos is replacing a Erubi Chatzeris, it needs to be placed in a Beis Dira, just like a Erubi Chatzeris needs Beis Dira. Even though Shittuv Mavuos in general does not need it, that's only when there's a Erubi Chatzeris. But in a case where there's no Erubi Chatzeris and the Shittuv Mavuos is functioning in place of the Erubi Chatzeris as well as the Shittuv Mavuos, in that situation, you must place, for it to be effective, it must be placed in a Beis Dira. That's what the Bach is assuming, the Gra disagrees. Okay. Dalit. Tzarech litin kol erev b'kliyachu. So we've gathered these multiple rolls together from the different members of the chatzar. It has to be put together in one container. The imchilka v'nosav v'shnei kelim ein al erev. So if you split it, it's no good. Elim kain nismalo echad. Unless one became full, there's no place to put it. There's no room to put any more. Osmut. But even in that situation where we're allowing the two kelim, they have to be in the same room, the same rishus. Okay, the whole idea that it's combining everything together. They should be combined together. It's the appearance is that they're divided. This is all talking about each person is contributing. So we need to put all the contributions together in one container. If one person is being zoicha, we're taking a large bag of rolls and being zoicha in it for all the members of the chatzar. So in that situation, that would seem to be over there. So that doesn't be that. If we're keeping external people's personal contributions separate from the other contributions, you're not combining them. One person means zechah of everybody. So there's nothing distinct about these roles versus those roles. He's zechah of everybody. So the fact that you put into a kelim is not a problem. But that's the chara. But the mice, nobody says that. If one container was full, there's no room that you can use a second container. He didn't intentionally, willfully split it, so he had no choice. It's called Erev. Boyle Kliacher Godol Miklizet. Shtukul Hachel Kolehir. He chose a smaller container, knowing that it's going to be too small. Yesh Recharim Shemachmirim. The Rabbi Kacharlik Chachilas Erev Shnashnayim. That's called splitting it. Effectively, he's splitting it by choosing the smaller container, which he knows won't hold everything. It means he decided to split it. That's a problem. By Sechel, the same house. Look upon him, all your shnei rishus achas, at least in the same rishus, abalav shnei bat. If I feel him echad, zinzak beir shaloi la bishul kulam, gam ken yesh zorbas, and you cannot put it in two different houses. Al kera erim shemnicha beis haknesses, bad kol ir, yesh lezor shalot alicha, rak beis haknesses achas, yivkul lezah beis haknesses, yosh gadol shabir. You can't have a situation where like everybody, all the shuls want to have a part of it, so we'll split the erim amongst multiple shuls. So that you can't do. Okay. The Bir Lachon just points out that it says you have to be one kli. The issue is not that you have to have a kli. The issue is you can't have two kelim. So if you want to just put it all on the ground in one corner, that's fine. The point is, you can't be in two kelim. It's not so much you need one kli, as you just can't be in two kelim. Hey, tzarech lo yakbid shumechad mehem al eruvah im yochlenu chaveroi. V'imakbid enu eruv. The whole idea is that we're joined together. Everybody has rights to this food. So if anybody eats it, nobody can be makbid. Like, I don't mind anybody eating as long as Beryl doesn't eat it. I don't want Beryl to eat my food. Right, so then you have really been, you're not have not really, truly been ma'ariv with it. In terms of tzarech shaloi, la'ariv b'dover shetikin tzarech hashabbos. So something which a person is actually planning to use for food for Shabbos, arguing this, and the main thing is erev is extant at the beginning of banish marshes, and afterwards if it's nechali ruvo it's no problem. So I'll contribute how much I'm planning to use for Shabbos. Leave it there at the beginning of Shabbos, till after banish marshes, and go take it back home and use it. Well, it means if somebody else wants to eat it, I wouldn't let them because I need it for my food. So that is going to be a problem. Shloyakbid. Kam can be tamed the Erev Shmoy. The point is because it's an Erev, we're combining together. Yom Rabban Mirutzin by everybody is agreeable to use it. Right to use it. Shayim Echad Bechaveroi. That if I'm going to, if one person comes to take it, another person is going to protest. We're not really coming together as one big unit. View shutafusa noicha v'areim. It should be a nice, pleasant shutfus. Shemecha mehem who did gishecha mazaka l'kulam sarakam ken l'hitzrasa shivoyu v'nechapura lechol mimeno shalom hakvar le. If somebody wants to eat it, he has the right to eat it. So Rainer has the same as Maisa, right? With the one Friday night that he was locked out and he couldn't get to his house. And it was too late to find anybody to get in. So he went to the shul with his wife and they ate the matzahs from the Erev. So nobody could come and say, you know, we don't want to, who gave you a right to eat my matzah? If somebody would have argued that, which I think one person when they told me the story, like afterwards, he says, you know, I said, who was the right to eat my matzah? I said, you didn't want to say that. Shtikin the Turk Shabbos. If a person would use food that he made for Shabbos, he can't use it for the Erev. Because somebody else asked for it, you don't want to give it to him because you want to use it for yourself for Shabbos. That's your Shabbos food. If I've worked it myself, that if somebody asked it, I would give it to him. Okay, you know, it's not kashmak because that's my food for Shabbos. But if somebody asked me, I would give it to him. If that's true, then fine, you can use it for the Erev. Because do sif vav start of sif. Ein ma'arvin befrusa afila higadala harbe. The law is that when a person contributes to the Erev, he has to contribute a shalem. If he has a piece of bread, if it's a piece, he cannot give it. It has to be a full lechem. And even if the piece that he's contributing is very large, furthermore, if the roll is a full roll, it's complete, even if it's small, you can use it. So the main thing is sholem versus not sholem, large and small is irrelevant. But you need that the total of the bread which is there will add up to the shear of Erev. And we'll say what the shear is. Later on, okay, let's hold it here.